Chapter 1. Nicholas Wixley poured the last mouthful of the Tattinger 96 into a cut-glass champagne flute. The last time he had savoured the same vintage was in the company of Mandy, and she had been just as energetic tonight as she had been that evening. He walked over to the picture window and watched as the last of the milky moon slipped behind a bank of dark cloud. It had been a good day, a good few weeks. Now he looked forward to a week of sailing on the waters of Cardigan Bay, which stretched out below him. A friend described the sport as a great leveller among men, but Nicholas Wixley thought differently. It was a sport he had to push to its limits. He challenged himself to win every race, stretching the sail until the wind squeezed every last knot of speed from it. He smiled as he reminded himself that every eventuality had developed exactly as he had anticipated. Now, he planned to enjoy the rewards. The prestige and the investment plans carefully nurtured over the years would maximize his income, his wealth, and status. A ripple of moonshine crossed the surface of the water, reminding him of the salt on his lips and the sea air on his face that afternoon. Sailing for a few hours had been the tonic he needed after 3 testing weeks in the Manchester Crown Court. During one case, he had even gently corrected the judge about a point of law, although he had no idea why he did so. The old fool was retiring very soon. Then, things would change. He moved his gaze across the long beach below the headland and noticed torchlight and a fire, youngsters having a late-night barbecue. He sipped on the expensive champagne. The fizz had gone, but the taste of luxury remained. He grinned to himself. He would sleep well tonight. He'd showered before bed, allowing the remains of the evening's exertions to be washed away. In the morning, he'd open the windows and clear the place of the smell of sex and perspiration. It could be thick in the air, especially in a house that had been closed for most of the winter. He turned back to face the room. Mandy's pink gilet lay on the sofa. Tomorrow, he'd discard it in a bin near the marina. Deciding a decent slug of a 20-year-old malt whiskey would be his nightcap, he ambled through into the kitchen, where he poured himself a generous measure. Leaving the kitchen, he stopped and stood in the hallway on hearing the sound of movement outside the front door. Mandy must have returned for her gilet. She had left only a few minutes ago. He opened the door. His face darkened.